Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And also the pastor of New Vision for Life Church, and to God be the glory. I just want to say good morning to you on this fabulous day. That's right. It is a fabulous day in the Lord. And I would love to say good morning to my co-host. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Minister Tabika Garnes, and I am happy to be alive. Amen.
Amen. That is for sure. That is truly, truly for sure. And, you know, during this season, you know, even though we say just about every week, you know, that there's something to praise God for, and you say, you know, every week that you're happy to be alive and so forth, we'll get into how much we really are happy to be alive, because with this whole thing that's going on, you know that things get close to us, you know, that could cause us to be on the list of those that are not alive. You know, things are getting closer to us. And so, yes, we are very grateful for being alive, very grateful. Well, let me do roll call this morning. Good morning to Joyce. Hallelujah. Tamika's mom, first to Tamika, God bless you, woman of God, my daughter in the Lord, God bless you. And just in case y'all haven't gotten it straight yet, Tabika is the one that is the co-host on the show. Tamika, so that's a M, Tamika is the one that helped me do my first show, showed me how to do what it is I am doing right now. So good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, beloved. And to her mother, Joyce, who also is our longest-standing listener. Tamika used to have the show that followed right behind, Lord, I can't remember now whether it's behind my show or in front of my show. But anyway, we were directly one in front of the other, behind each other, whatever the case may be. We were right there with one another. And her mother, of course, was listening to her daughter's show and came right over and listened to my show and has been listening to the show ever since. And it's been years now. God knows it's been years. And she has not failed us yet, and I just love her so much. So good morning to you again, beloved. I love you, always will. To God be the glory. Then there's Joyce in New York, who came to us as being a friend of Deacon Thomas Farr, and he referred her to this show. And she came on and listened to the show, and God bless her. She's been with us for years. To God be the glory. And good morning to the Crawfords, praise God. I'm telling you, love them much, Prophet Crawford and his wife Songbird. To the glory of God, they have been following us for years. And listen, and everyone that I'm mentioning right now, these are people that have followed us for years, you know. And so we are so appreciative of them. Good morning to Prophetess Kim King. God bless you, woman of God. Love you. Pray that all is well in your neck of the woods. Praise God. Good morning to Prophetess Dawn. God bless you. She's a member of New Vision for Life. Good morning to Michelle Williams. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago. Good morning to Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Just good morning, good morning, good morning. Love you all, and to all of our regular listeners, good morning to you, good morning to you. And listen, one of these days, and I can't play it as the theme song for this show. I can't do that because it is the theme song from another show of a friend of mine. But I listened to some of her material yesterday, and I heard her theme song again. I love the words to the theme song. I love the beat to it. And so one of these days I may play it for you, but not as a theme song for Heart to Heart. But I just may play that for you. But it's definitely a wake me up song. You cannot sleep during this song. And she comes on at 6 o'clock in the morning. So she comes on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and she's got this real upbeat song. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So to God be the glory. But good morning to you all. Beloved, you got your shout outs, honey.
So yes, I want to say good morning to every one of our callers. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, we truly appreciate you. I know here in Baltimore it is raining and it's gloomy outside, and when I woke up and I looked on my deck, I was like, ooh, I just want to go get back in the bed. But I can't do that. So I just want to just thank you guys for joining us. Yeah, you may still be snuggled under your covers, and you enjoy being snuggled under your covers, but you did still wake up to dial in, and we appreciate you. We do not take your time that you share with us on Saturday mornings. We don't take it for granted. And we just thank God for this opportunity that he's given us, this platform that he's given us to make him famous. And so we just give God all the glory. We just give him a shout out this morning for all that he has done. Amen.
Wow. Wow. All right. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Listen, I just got a text from someone saying, did you hear all the thunder last night? Child, I didn't hear anything, okay? I didn't know it was raining. I didn't hear the thunder. I'm like, okay, wow. So stuff was happening outside my window, but I was sleeping nice and hard. So, again, grateful, grateful, grateful for all that the Lord has done. So once again, beloved, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice no matter what, no matter what. So we're going to go ahead and open in prayer. And listen, let me just tell you one of the first things we want to talk about before we get into anything else. I know y'all are sick and tired of hearing about the coronavirus. I know that, but I still want to touch a little bit on it. And in speaking about the coronavirus, the only reason why I can still talk about it is not because so much of the virus itself. Is because of the focus that has come on God. And that's what keeps me going with this whole thing, the focus on God. This virus is what led us to that place, but what the results are. And so listen, so I'm telling you now before we pray that I'm going to be asking y'all, and please don't let me down. Please do not let me down. I am going to be asking you, what has changed in your life? What has changed in your life since the onset of this virus? What have you done differently? What have people done with you, for you, to you differently? What has changed in your walk as a Christian? What acts of kindness have you been able to do or that you received? So this is really a conversation that we're doing today. This is not just me and Tabika talking, or not just me talking to you either way. No, I want y'all to talk back to me. Let's just have a moment of rest and relaxation. Of course, you know, we have topics, you know, that we try to follow every single week. You know, we have something already designated for you to for you to listen to us talk about and then join in if you have a comment. But today I just want to talk to y'all. You know, I will not talk to you. I want us to talk with you. You know, so please start thinking. I'm telling you ahead of time, thinking about what has gone on in your life these last 2 months since this stuff got started. What has gone on? Even to, you know, changes as far as jobs are concerned. I know with Prophetess Kim, you know, the conference is concerned. What change had to go on with her? What different things had to be done? So what has changed in these last couple of months due to the coronavirus? Amen. Amen. Let us go ahead and pray. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We give you all the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. One second. I'm sorry. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and the honor. God, I thank you for this day because it is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, forgive us for our sins, for all the things that we've said and done, even the sin of omission, Lord God. Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus. And because we are made in your image, Lord God, we can forgive those who have sinned against us. God, I thank you that you are transforming us on a daily basis. I thank you, Lord God, that even after we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Lord, that you did not leave us in that same state of mind. You didn't leave us in that same place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, for that, we do say thank you. There's so much more to this walk, Lord God, than just us not going to hell because we accepted your Son as our Lord and Savior. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to live a life, oh God, that is glorifying to you, to live a life, Lord God, that makes others say, what must I do to be saved? Thank you for giving us the opportunity to walk this walk and go through this journey with the help of Holy Spirit and being victorious in it, overcoming all of the things, oh God, that Jesus died for on the cross. Father, for this, we do say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for our healing and our deliverance and restoration and reconciliation. Oh, God, I am so grateful for all that you have done, oh, God. And even in this season, Lord God, even in this season, Lord, things have been brought to our attention, to our mind and our spirit, oh, God, that has helped to turn this world upside down. And, Father, I'm thankful that you have allowed us to experience the things that we are experiencing now so that we will not forget how great you are. We will not forget what you have done for us. We will not forget the love, Lord God, that you have granted us, that you give us on a daily basis. Father, we never shall forget what you have done for us. And for this, we do say thank you. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And no matter what comes upon this world, Father, we realize that you are still in control. So we thank you, Lord God, for loving us. We thank you for the opportunity to love on one another. We thank you, oh God, because in you we can find peace and rest in the name of Jesus, even in the midst of crises. So, Heavenly Father, every need of the people on this line, Lord, let it come to fruition. Meet those needs, Jehovah Jireh. Show them once again who you are. And for this, we thank you, Lord God. And as we are being blessed, may we go forth and be a blessing unto others, because you will bless us again. and not just because you will bless us again. You blessed us in the first place. So, Lord God, let us go forth and be a blessing to others. I thank you. I honor you. And I give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And prayerfully that as you were praying, as I was praying, that you were also praying for your friends, your family, the people that you have on your heart this morning. In me getting the text this morning, I also received a text that someone dear to my heart that is suffering with cancer has been put in a nursing home as of this weekend, this weekend. They have been put in a nursing home. And so I just send love out to Sue. God bless you, beloved. I love you. And when this is all over with, I will get to see you. I will get to see you again. And this time I do say, God willing, that we will see each other here on this side of heaven. Praise be unto God. All righty. So, like I said, we're gonna be talking about, you know, the fact that this virus has caused a lot of people to go through a lot of changes. And I wanted to hear from you personally. I wanted to hear from you this morning. What has changed in your life? How has it changed? How has your life changed in these last couple of months? What has changed, good, bad, and the ugly? So talk to us this morning and tell us what's been going on. Y'all know the rules. If you want to say something, press 1 on your keypad. Praise be unto God. Of course, I knew beloved would be the first one. God bless you, Joyce. How are you, sweetheart?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. During this time, I tell you, I've been going through so much wonderful stuff. First of all, my prayer life has quadrupled, if that's such a word. We're praying one for another. Definitely because I teach at a senior center, I'm calling seniors all over. Every day I assign a list of seniors to check on. My family, we're just pulling in and loving on each other and talking on to each other. But, Apostle, there's something I'd like to read, if you don't mind, that I received. Okay, that I received, okay? In 3 short months, just like he did with the plagues of Egypt, God has taken away everything we worship. God said, you want to worship athletes? I will shut down the stadiums. You want to worship musicians? I will shut down the seniors, the civic centers, excuse me. You want to worship actors? I will shut down the theaters. You want to worship money? I will shut down the economy and collapse the stock market. You don't want to go to church and worship me? I will make it where you can't go to church. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Maybe we don't need a vaccine. Maybe we need to take the time of isolation from distractions of the world and have a personal revival where we focus on the only thing in the world that really matters, Jesus.
Wow.
I'm going to forward it to you, but that is the most powerful thing I've heard, because that is so true. I'm telling
you. Amen. That is, I mean, oh my gosh. That is very powerful. Like, the minute you started reading it, I was like, oh, my God, I need a copy of that. I need a copy of that.
you will get it.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Oh, my goodness.
Only he could stop everything. He could stop us in our tracks.
Absolutely.
So that's all I had to contribute. I just wanted to get in there.
Well, you got it in there, and that was a powerful thing to start us off with, I tell you. And yeah. In reading it and looking at the fact of these are all things that we do worship. You know, we put all these things before God, and, you know, and so often, all of these things, and you know, we pay more attention to those things, you know, than we do to God. But, oh, we have been brought back to our knees, you know, brought back to our knees. And so to God be the glory. And I thank God for you, beloved, as you said that you, you know, you are servicing the seniors. God bless you and how your family has pulled together, you know, also closer together during this time. God bless you. And we thank God for, you know, thank God for you and what you're doing. So take care, my love. And, of course, thank you for responding to my request. Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Amen. 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 And while I'm thinking about it, beloveds, let me also say good morning to Teresa, my longest standing friend. And she is in the state of Pennsylvania. Hallelujah. So good morning to her. I don't see her numbers because she listens on the via either her laptop or whatever. So her phone number is never up here. But I just remember that she is with me every single week. So to God be the glory. Amen, 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 amen. Is there anyone else that has something that they would like to share? And this, for those of you that just tuned in and didn't know what it was we were talking about, we're talking about how our lives have changed in these last 2 months, how our lives have changed, how our daily routine has changed. And it's because of the coronavirus. How has things been changed in your life, whether it's on your job, in your ministry, whether it's in your family? Also, what acts of kindness have you experienced, where somebody did something for you or you did something for somebody, whatever the case may be. Really, talk to me this morning. How have things changed in these last couple of months? How has it, and it could be spiritually as well as in the natural. How have things changed this month? Last month. We're in March now. Yes, yes. So this thing started in January that we started getting, you know, the news about this thing. So how have things changed? And look, for all of you that are online, I know that, okay, there you go, okay. I know that Joyce was not the only one that had something change in her life. Y'all, come on, don't be afraid. Good morning, beloved. Your last four digits, 4430. And how have things changed for you during this season? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Lady Songbird in North
Amen.
Carolina. From North
Amen.
Carolina. But I'm in this.
From North Carolina, right.
Yes, but I'm in this Mississippi.
Yeah. Right.
I thank
there you
God.
Go.
I thank God that I know God is in control of everything. And we moved up here in Memphis. I'm sorry, my husband is coming correcting me where we at. In Memphis.
Okay, Memphis.
And so
anyway,
my husband, the property that he was working at got sold. And so he got his bonus or whatever you want to call it from working that had accrued up, and, you know, so we paid bills out of it, paid rent, paid bills and everything. And, you know, I was a little bit, tell you, a little bit worried how we were going to make it, you know, but God is faithful. The church that we're going to up here, the pastor gave my husband money, and that was surviving us. And he was going on jobs, you know, praise the Lord, you know, and he finally got a job. And I thank God for that, but it wasn't the job that he really wanted. So he got the opportunity to go on an interview, and they hired him, but that still was not the job that he wanted, you know. But God is faithful. Our pastor lent him some money, you know, and he said, look, when your wife finds the natural doctor that she wants to go to up here, to let him know, you know, and if we didn't have the money, he would pay, you know. So I haven't went to that doctor yet, because all the medication that the doctor has me on, it makes me sleep. It just makes me sleep. And I don't like that. I like to be able to get up and do things. I can sit up a little while or be awake. But it comes down, I got to take another dose of all those pills, you know. But I'm believing God that he is going to heal me from the natural standpoint, not from this medication, you know. So I thank God for God being God and us being faithful to God, to know when God is doing something, not man is doing something, you know. So here we are in Mississippi and just standing on faith. And my husband, he got a job. He took one of those interviews and he's working, you know. So I thank God, but I'm believing God for total deliverance from all these pills that they have me on. My husband walked in here, and I was on the call before he woke up. I wasn't going to wake him up. I was going to listen and enjoy this call, you know. And so he woke up and heard me on the call, and he put it on his phone, and he went in the kitchen to do whatever he's doing and everything. But I thank God for where I am, for what I'm going through, because he knows. God knows better than what we know. Yes, I sanitize the doorknobs and sanitize the cabinets and sanitize the remotes, the things that he's going to touch when he comes back in the home. But I know God is the one who is protecting us. And I just want to give God praise for it.
Amen. Amen, beloved. To God be all the glory, and it is so good to hear your voice. It is so good, and it looks like husband wants to chime in here as well. Good morning, Prophet. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. I am so good. And one of the things that I have seen, even in talking with our pastor Thursday night, he did a Bible study on a conference call, the free conference call line, which is unusual for him because, you know, he loves to for everyone to meet. And it's not a large congregation. On an average Sunday, we probably have maybe 30, 35 people. So, I mean, it's fairly small, which he's always concerned about because he always asks me, you know, Prophet, is it something I'm doing? Prophet, is it something about this? I'm like, no. It's just some people like to be able to hide. So if you go to a long ministry that's got 5,000, 10,000 people, if you want to hide and you don't want to be seen, you don't want your gifts to be recognized, that's the place to go. But if you want to hear good teaching, you go to a place like your ministry. You go to a place like where we're going, where you hear the word and the word uncompromised. But one of the things that I said to him Thursday night after the Bible study, I called him and talked to him because he's going to try something very different this Sunday for him. He's going to try and do the teaching from church, but he's going to do it on Facebook Live. And I told him, one of the things, Pastor, that you got to understand is in the season that we're in with everything going on, people are having to do things outside of the box. They're having to step outside of their comfort zone. And that's one of the biggest changes that I've seen through everything that's going on is the fact that people are having to step outside of their comfort zones, where people used to be satisfied doing things, and people were I mean, I hate to say it this way, but people were comfortable. People had got complacent at how they did certain things, and you couldn't get them to do it any other way. This is the way I've been doing it for years, and there's no reason to change. Well, now there is. You have no choice but to change. You know, I mean, if you like to go out to eat after church, unfortunately now you can't even do that. But, you know, you like to go watch a good football game or a basketball game. There are no more. You wanted to go hear a good concert. You can't even do that. The things that everyone took for granted, and I loved what, I think it's Joyce that read it. I loved hearing that everything that we were relying on, everything that we used to worship, so to say, is no more.
Yes.
There are no more sports games. But what this entire thing has done is it's caused and it's forced everyone to start doing things outside of their norm, to start doing things outside of their comfort zone, and to change their boundaries. I believe most all of us in our life, whether we would admit it or not before, have built up certain boundaries in our life. Well, I'm willing to only do this. I'm willing to only go this far. Even as far as the church, how many of us would truly reach out to people about church and talk to them about the church and talk to them about our relationship with the Lord? But nowadays, you have no choice because you can't go to church. There are very few churches anymore that are still meeting. And the ones that are, you have to be real careful what you're doing there. So people are crying out for an answer. And a pastor said something to me Thursday night that he's going to send me, that there's a pastor 20-some years ago that prophesied this exact event happening. Where it would start, what would happen, but then here's the scary thing, Apostle, not just that it would happen in 2020, but that even after this thing dies down, it's going to come back again in 10 years.
Wow.
The people have to be aware of what's going on, and they have to be mindful of that our lives and our boundaries that we had put up and built around ourselves are no more. We're having to change all of our boundaries. We're having to change everything that we've been relying on because what we relied on before won't do us any good now. So that's what this whole – I mean, even on my job, you know, and I heard my wife say, yes, I thank God that I've got a new job, but in the industry I work in property management, we are, unfortunately, and thankfully, I know to some people that's going to sound strange. Why would he say unfortunately and thankfully? We are, I'm saying unfortunately because some people don't want to be grouped under the classification of essential personnel, not by the government standard. But thankfully, you can be grouped under that because you still get to go to work. But property management individuals are considered essential according to the government because people still have to live somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, people live in condominiums. They live in apartments, and those functions still have to be able to go on. So there has
Absolutely. But
they've changed all of that because, you know, we used to respond to every request that would come in. Now they have us responding only to emergency requests as they come in. And it literally has to be emergency according to company standards. And I don't mind that, but it just changes how everything is being done because now everything's being watched. They're being extremely cautious and mindful of what we do and how we do it. And it's all for our good. But, again, it's causing everyone to work outside of their comfort zone, to work outside of the boundaries that they would normally be working in. And that to me is probably the biggest change that's happened through this whole thing, is the boundaries that we've had are no more. that box that we had built around ourselves doesn't exist anymore, because the walls and the barriers in that box have all been torn down over the last couple of weeks.
Amen, amen, amen. Prophet, thank you. Thank you for sharing, and you're so right about it. And folks, this is the type of thing, you know, there have been changes in our lives, you know, due to this whole crisis. There have been changes. But I love it, I love it, I love it how what the enemy meant for bad, God will take it, turn it around, and make good come out of it. He will make good come out of it. And I love how we are learning how to do things out of the box, doing things that will affect us and others in a different manner, coming to the place, you know, where our relationship with God has changed. It has changed. So to the Crawfords, thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you from Memphis. Praise be unto God. We love you. I thank God for you, and may he continue to bless you. And even where Songbird is concerned, beloved, I do pray that as you are taking the medication, that the side effects will be minimized, and the purpose of the pill would be what you experience, and that you do find that holistic doctor that you are able to go to as well. And thank God for the provision from your pastor, you know, that he would cover the finances on it. I do pray that I touch and agree. May you even on this day even experience a difference as you take this medication, that the side effects will no longer hinder your life, that you won't be a zombie as you're going about, you know, so that you can still experience life, live, and be active and feel like, okay, I got this, I got this. So be blessed, and thank you so much for the both of you contributing this morning. God bless you both. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, folks, you are listening to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And this morning we are discussing how this crisis during this season has changed our life. What is different about what you're doing on a daily basis? Whether, you know, on a daily basis, what is it that is different in your life spiritually, in the natural? What is different? The acts of kindness, I'm giving you some things as I'm speaking about so that somebody else can press one on their keypad. I'm giving you some ideas. So what has changed about your job? What has changed in your household? What has changed with you and your children? What has changed in the neighborhood? What has changed in your church? What has changed in your spiritual life? So, folks, come on, press one on your keypad and share with us. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. So share what is on your heart this morning. Praise be unto God. Let's not be shy. There's no need to be shy. So tell us what different things have happened and that you have, oh, praise God, praise God. That's what I like to see. Light up the switchboard, folks. Okay. Joyce in New York, good morning to you, beloved. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just take it easy one day at a time. I'm not a people person. I really don't like going out. And now, since this coronavirus been here, it's been like, it feels strange, but I don't go nowhere. But it's hitting the backyard of a lot of loved ones that I know. And I can't reach out to none of them. So I was just thinking over there, I wish my mother and father was alive. What would they tell me to do? You know, but I wish there was a prayer line every day with heart to heart that can just reach out, you know.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Just kind of take it easy and pray that everything that they said is going to happen by Easter will be done.
Amen, beloved. Amen. 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 Well, you may not be a people person. There's so many people that aren't people persons. And it's interesting when you are a loner
When you are a loner, and that some of it is our choice to be a loner, but when somebody tells you that you cannot socialize, that not being able to talk to people takes on a whole different meaning now. You know, it takes on a whole different meaning. When you chose to be alone, that was your choice. But then when somebody else tells you that you can't be with other people, that takes on a different manner, a different taste in our mouth. But Joyce, I thank you, beloved. Thank you so much for sharing. And the children, they're all okay? Your grandchildren and your son and all, everybody's okay?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, know that we love you, and it's a pleasure to hear your voice. And let me say this. When Prophet Crawford, when he mentioned Joyce's name, now the other Joyce, when he mentioned her name about the piece that she shared with us this morning, he said that and mentioned her name like he knew her, you know, and that's one of the neat things about us getting together on this line every week is the fact that there are people that you hear me mention every week, and even though you don't hear from them every week, you are familiar with them. So without even meeting them, which Joyce, I've never met you, but without even meeting folks, you know, we have a connection one with the other. And when he said, how it blessed him when he heard Joyce read such and such, and I smiled to myself. I said, he said that like he knows her, you know, that they know each other. So yeah. I just think it's real sweet. And as we hear from each other on the line, God is still connecting us together. So for this, I do praise God. Give our love to the family, sweetheart, and you be blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All righty, and here we have another one of my loves. Good morning, prophetess. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Honey, I am blessed and highly favored, truly loving the Lord this morning.
Amen. All is well. I just thought I'd chime in to God has just been good. Our church has mobilized a 24-hour prayer. So we have our prayer line, and we are literally on the line. We have different leaders praying every hour of the 24-hour period. So that has it's pushed us all to another level, because our prayer, we give scripture points and things. So every day, I feel like I have church every day, because every day I have an hour that I'm responsible for. So it's really pushing spiritually to another level. We're doing outreach. One of my friends in this area, we've actually been going out and taking food to different locations, feeding people. We've just been out shopping and doing more outreach kind of things during this time. I've been home for about 2 weeks now. I'm probably going to be home another couple of weeks, according to what's going on, without pay. But I said, God, you know, I made an executive decision that nobody's getting paid until I get paid, and I'm leaving it in the hands of the Lord. And God has shown favor during this time, as like the other person said, we're praying more, we're seeking God more, we're hearing more, we're developing our relationship more with God. So it's just been a time. I thought I was actually going to be getting some time to relax, but I've actually seemed to be busier now that I'm home than I was when I was going out during the day. But I'm busier for the Lord. So I like one thing. I was sharing with my dad, I was home without pay, and he said, no, you're not. I said, I was not working. He said, no, you are working. We're going to put a petition in the heavens. The Lord must compensate you for your work for the kingdom. So I said, you know what, that's going to be my prayer point. And I'm sharing because even in the midst of being home and not being paid, we've taken our own money and we're buying food and things. And I said, God, I'm sowing into other people's lives. And I've learned that we have to sow out of our place of need. And even the things that I've needed during this time, it's like I've gone in the store, and I mean literally everything that I have been out to get for myself personally, I've either gotten double for the price of one or half off mm-hmm. or whatever. So it's like, so I'm saying this to share, you know, during this time not to be concerned about, you know, how are we going to do this, how God has truly shown favor, even in the midst of being home without income unexpectedly. I can honestly say mm-hmm. I've had no lack. I've not gone without anything. God has just been faithful. He's been good. So I'm just thankful to have this time to be able to go out and be a blessing to somebody else who is in need during this time. And it's causing me personally, and I'm sure a lot of people, to think or have more compassion on other people, to be able to mm-hmm. put yourself in other people's position. Because even though I'm home without income, I have a home that I am in. I'm not out on the street. Mm-hmm. I have food to eat mm-hmm. every day. I still have my transportation. I still have gas. So, you know, in all things, we give thanks to God. God will allow things to happen to make you just put things in perspective and be grateful. My kids, both, even doing this, my son just started his job last week, and he's been working. I was like, Lord, he just started working. You know, I was praying about that, and he said, Mommy, even if the store closes, I still get paid because I'm a salaried employee. So I said, praise the Lord. So God Amen. Is just, even in the midst of everything, he just shows favor on his children if we just trust him and take him at his word during this time. And you know, we just need to be prayerful. We just need to be prayerful for our nation, for our leaders, for our pastors. And personally, I just want to encourage everybody on this line, continue to sow into your church. Continue to pay your tithes mm-hmm. at this time, because the churches still need to function. So, you know, even during this time, and I'm just sharing my personal testimony, it's not for me, it's to the glory mm-hmm. of God, because God has been keeping me. I'm still sowing into my church, and I'm still sowing mm-hmm. into the lives of other people in spite of not having income coming in at this time. I'm living off of what I already had, and it's not, I didn't have any money, but God has just been blessing me here and there, and it's just like God is just raising up what is needed for me. And as every time I get a blessing, I'm blessing, because it's a cycle. It's we reap what we sow. So I'm sowing and sowing and sowing. So please continue to sow into your churches. Please pay it forward to somebody in the grocery store. I was sharing, sometimes we go out and we think, because we see people in the grocery store buying things, that they have money, but somebody is skipping bills to buy food to eat. Somebody has yes. to choose between yes. medicine and food. So, you know, we want to mm-hmm. be conscious of these kinds of things when we're out and about. So, and of course, you know, the conference got delayed, and that was a whole nother piece that we really had to weigh in on. But I thank God it's delayed, but it's not denied. It's coming. Amen. So yeah. we will be, yeah. you know, I'm working on that behind the scenes now. But amen. I just wanted to share a little bit of how God has been blessing and keeping in the midst of all taking place in the world.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for being the woman of God that you are, and still sowing into the lives of others. And as you were speaking, you know, and you said, mentioned how you're taking from your own and using your money to buy things and for other people and so forth, God gives seed to the sower. He gives seed to the sower. Excuse me. And the fact that, when, like you said, when you shopped for your own stuff, you got double, you know, you got discounts and so forth and so on, and this is a way of getting back to you, you know, what you have done for somebody else. That was one of the ways. But I just pray blessings upon you and your household. Continue, woman of God, to be the blessing that you're being to the church. You're so right. People think that because we're not in church, we don't pay tithes, we don't send an offering. We must, because other members of the church are going to need. There's a need there, and so we may have to help someone with food. We may have to help pay a bill or whatever the case may be. So the things that went on before, you know, some of it is going to be greater now
because so many people are not working. And my daughter is one of those people that has absolutely no income coming in. And thank God, you know, that other people from the church, they paid their tithes and offerings, but they also were able to bless her and bless her with food, bless her financially. And I'm saying with food, she told us a story the other day where 2 days in a row there was a knock at her door, and she went to the door. There was nobody there, but there was food there. And she has no idea who dropped the food off, and just no idea. And so we call that the angel that God sent out to take care of her, you know, an angel. And she was in dire need of food and didn't tell me until 3 or 4 days after, you know, that she was in need. And lo and behold, the food showed up, you know, to God be the glory. So there are always things that will need to be done. The bills still got to be paid, et cetera, et cetera. But so, folks, you know, let us be faithful to God during this time. And as we are faithful to him, he will be faithful to us because he is the covenant-keeping God. We're the one that breaks the covenant. He is a covenant-keeping God. He does not fail. He does not break his covenant with us. He is not a man that he should lie. So he's unchangeable. We're the ones that change. He is unchangeable. So we do thank the Lord for who he is and what he is doing in this season. To God be the glory. Beloved, did you have anything, beloved, that you wanted to share? We're getting close to our time of leaving.
Mm-hmm. yes, I just want to share just the fact that even though, you know, we're unable to gather together physically, gather together, we're still gathered in the spirit. And mm-hmm. when I say that, when we're on the phone, I'm doing the Bible study and we're praying because our ministry prays every night. And we come together every evening at 6:30 to pray. And we have very powerful prayers that are going forth. And we're still gathered. You know, we're still together. Mm-hmm. We may not physically be able to touch each other, but we hear one another's voices, and that matters. And I really miss being able to be in the presence of my church family, miss being able to see, you know, their smiles, and miss being able to hug them. But I do know that we are still connected in the spirit. And, you know, we say this too shall pass, but before it passes, what is it that we have learned in this moment of what mm-hmm. we're going through? What is it? What is it that God is saying? And I know some people are so focused, President Trump says, and at times it sounds very insensitive, but there is something else. There is something else there. And I say that because, you know, I read something about him trying to get prayer back in schools. When he declared March the 15th was the National Day of Prayer. So, you know, God is working on him in a way that we may not understand. And I'm just saying, just to keep him in prayer, that God would just begin to change his heart and have him to think about the things that he says before he says it, and the things that he tweets. Have him think about those things. Have him, you know, pay attention to what it is that he's saying, because a lot of people are missing what God is doing in his life because everybody is so focused on the things that he is saying. And that's why we need to keep him in prayer, that God will continue, you know, God will move and move on his heart in a way where those that were opposed to God will now come to God, because God will use him as the voice in the earth right now, as far as our earthly leader over the states, and you know, attention more to what God is actually doing in his life instead of the things that he's saying. And I know that a lot of times that the negative gets our attention more than
the positive. We see that on TV, when reality TV was birthed. We saw all the negative going on in somebody's life because it was reality. And those type of reality shows where they're negative and they're always fussing and fighting and jealousy and envy and all that stuff, the premise behind these shows, those shows get a lot of ratings because of that. And that's what the world wants to see. And when reality TV was birthed, a lot of things, the world changed, and that's my opinion. The world changed. And so I just pray that during this time that God will move us back into that place where love was there, where, you know, we paid more attention to people, like we loved on people more, and we need to stop so much always focusing on the negative of what people say, because, again, we never know why. We just hear what they say, but we never take the time to think about why they are saying it. You know, who hurt them so bad that this is what they're saying? Like, why are they saying this? And I know sometimes it takes a lot to figure that out, but just pray. When people say stuff that offends you or you don't necessarily agree with, there's a reason why they're saying it. So we just need to learn how to pray for those people and not focus on so much of the negative of what they're saying, because guess what? God loves them too. You know, whatever it is that they're saying, God loves them too. And so our hearts should be more to see people set free more than so much focused on why did they say that? And, you know, just giving your attention so much on why they said it, so, you know, or how they said it, and just pray for their hearts that whatever happened to them, they will be set free from, so that they can learn to love the way that God wants us to learn, love one another. Amen.
Amen. Amen, beloved. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Saints, I tell you, it's a season of learning, and accepting the change. You know, there are many people during this season that their gifts are being exposed, that they find themselves doing things that they would not normally do. Just as Prophet Crawford spoke about his pastor doing something out of the box, you know, and things that we just used to do, the boundaries we once had set, you know, those things are dropping off during this season. Prophet Crawford, I know I don't have you pulled in right now, but I just wanted to say this as far as encouraging your pastor. I heard, I don't know where I heard it. I don't know whether I heard it or read it, but there was a pastor of a church that had 25 members in his church, and last Sunday they had to do their service Facebook Live, and they did, and there were 900 and some odd people that watched the service, 900 and some odd people that watched the service, and I thought, wow, look at that. May not have been able to have gotten those folks in the church, okay, but over the United States, wherever those people saw him from, I don't know where they were from, but 900 and some odd people watched his service. So, yeah, it got us out of the box. Now, we did ours Facebook Live, too, but we did it in our private room because it was my first time doing it, and I didn't want any mistakes going out over the air, and I don't know why, because I make errors all the time, you know. But so we just did it in our little private family New Vision for Life room. And so we just had our regular people and people that we knew called to let them know that we were going to be doing it, and that was it. But I looked at that, and I said 900 and some odd people saw that service. So encourage your pastor that he will definitely reach folks that he never would have had the opportunity to reach if he was inside the four walls. So I pray a blessing upon that service that's coming forth on Sunday, that he not only will be comfortable in doing it, but he will come forth as pure gold, and that God will receive all the glory. And every person that God has deemed to hear from your pastor will hear from him on Sunday. So to God be the glory. Well, saints, I thank all of you. You all have been such a blessing. Thank you. You answered the question. You joined in. You were truly part of Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. May your heart always be turned towards God. May the heart of anyone that has to make any decisions in your life be turned towards God. May any heart of stone that you deal with be turned into the heart of flesh. May you forever know that you are on God's heart, and he loves you, and so do I. Take care. Be blessed. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. God bless you, and have an awesome weekend.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.